In Tampa today, Jesper Ress of Hudson was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 6 months in federal prison for intentionally shooting and killing a bald eagle while he was illegally duck hunting in Ruskin in January of 2008. Tom McKenzie is with the Fish and Wildlife Service's Southeast Division.
The maximum could have been 1 year in jail and a fine of $100,000. So that's about halfway in terms of the maximum amount of sentencing that the judge could have allowed. And in terms of a national basis, that's kind of in the realm of typical sentencing as for eagles these days.
Do we have any idea, any statistics about how often this does happen in America right now in terms of the bald eagle?
I've only done a quick review, and I've asked for more statistics. However, I'm seeing, you know, a couple, three times a year, somebody goes out and kills the symbol of our nation, and that's just, you know, it's a illegal act. Even though they have been removed from the Endangered Species Act, they are still protected under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, as well as the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So they are still a protected species, both their nests and their parts. And so it's just, you know, it's not something that we like to see occur at any shape of, you know, at any point in time.
You mentioned that the bald eagle is no longer on the endangered species list, which is certainly a victory of sorts in the fact that obviously it's still a fragile species. Can you tell us at all when that change happened? Was it just the last year or so?
It was in the last year, and it has been a huge step forward for conservation, and it took the efforts of thousands of people around the country, as well as you know, the many agencies involved, a lot of individual people that got together and did everything they could to help bring this species back from the edge of extinction, really. DDT, of course, had been one of the primary factors on their demise due to thinning of the eggshell. And so all the protections were put into place to allow species to bounce back, and it's doing so well. However, it still needs to be protected.